This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A humpback whale died after it beached in Turnagain Arm near Girdwood last week. Biologists studying its death say that the area is an uncommon location for a humpback. The whale became stranded twice early last week. It freed itself, but its body washed ashore a few miles away from where it had first beached. On Wednesday, researchers carefully took measurements and samples. Subsistence users harvested its blubber for food. Veterinary pathologist Kathy Burrick is investigating the whale's death with the National Marine Fisheries Service team. Burrick estimates the whale is about 2 years old or a little younger. The researchers will investigate what caused its death, but Burrick thinks the whale might have been following fish or smaller whales that are better suited for the narrow, shallow channels of Upper Cook Inlet.
I really think the most likely thing is this is just a really young animal. Maybe it followed the hooligan up or a bunch of belugas. So I think he just got a little confused and headed up the arm and he just got lost and can't get out.
Burrick's samples taken from the whale can answer a variety of questions, including how stressed the whale had been in its final days and, looking at its genetics, how it is related to other whales. A California researcher hopes to get the whale's entire head, which Burrick estimates weighs more than a ton.
Because he wants to get into a freezer and then do an MRI or a scan of the entire head to try to look at the anatomy of a mysticete or a baleen whale head.
If that's even possible, Burrick says the whale head would have to be hauled up the rocky embankment with heavy equipment. You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.